Where's our money tree? I'm Blythe, I work in the NHS, and I'm a Socialist Party member. During this COVID crisis, the government has praised key workers. Going outside to clap on Thursdays, putting up rainbows, we've seen it all. Yet it means nothing when you look at how NHS workers, care workers, and many others have been treated. This government has cut our real pay over many years. Some workers have lost 20% since 2010. They've underfunded the NHS. They've continued with the boss's privatization agenda. And then there's the betrayal over the nursing bursary. My postgraduate training is fully funded by the NHS. Without it, I wouldn't be able to do my job. So how can the government expect to fill our staffing crisis when they require people to get in tens of thousands of pounds worth of debt that they will be paying off for the rest of their lives, never mind going without pay in order to study? 15% now for all NHS workers is a modest claim. MPs are getting a £10,000 work from home bonus when we got nothing. We have seen during this crisis the government finding vast sums of money, hundreds of billions of pounds, to keep big business afloat and to protect its own interests. Yet we are told there's no money tree for wages and services. Systematic underfunding has led to significant staff and equipment shortages, that is putting our NHS under threat. But the government would rather find a way to make money out of the NHS instead. You cannot make money from health without putting profit before people. As an NHS worker and a socialist, that goes against my fundamental values. Reinstate student bursaries and scrap tuition fees, 15% pay increase for NHS workers. Fully fund our NHS services. The unions to call mass meetings of staff to prepare and organize this battle. A Lincoln NHS worker